Welcome to Energy Stew. This is Peter Roth, your host. And I'd like to ask you, how far have you evolved from your ancestors, from their truths and their limitations? And what truths still are imprinted in our brains from the past that we're now healing? And in order to know that better and to be able to heal that better, we're going to be talking with a man who is really good at understanding this and making a difference in our lives. He's quite an unusual person. I'm so grateful that he's on the show and be able to talk to us about this. And that's Mas Sajidi. Mas, welcome to the show.
Peter, thank you so much for having me on board. It's going to be fun. I look forward to talking to you and your audience.
Oh, good. Well, you are coming to New York soon, and we'll talk about the dates of that when we get there.
Okay, fantastic.
But I want to talk about what you're going to be doing in New York and also what you do for people in general, because you're quite, to me, I don't want to put you out there too far for your own, for your own sake. But you've had experiences in the ethers, in the universe, that have helped you hold some wisdom, knowledge, and power too, healing power. So, can you tell us a little bit about that journey that you've been on?
Sure, briefly. I've had two near-death experiences. The first one happened in my early 20s. I had my jaws crushed. I was working in a warehouse job. I was inside a rail car. And Peter, in that experience, I really got to see the other side. I've always had this thirst for, knowing the other side and proving myself. But, you read the religious texts and so on, and it's, or anything that you could get a hold of at that time for me just to find out. But then, when you have that experience, it's just amazing that, yes, the other side does exist. Yes, some of the stuff that you hear about your life flashing through does exist. And, yes, you do live beyond, the physicalness of your body that we have here. But the flashing part, by the way, guys, it doesn't really flash by, although for me, I lived my whole 22, years within just a few seconds. So that's why they say it flashes by, but you actually do live through that. And some of the high points, again, how do you compress 22 years in just with a, just a mere second or two? That time constant that we're here, that's not a constant in the spiritual realm. And once you can control that, you can control a lot of things like diseases, other issues that we have. Everything, no matter the negatives, positives of that life experience, all came through a sense of joy when I was looking through or revisiting that. So really beautiful on that. Afterwards, after that experience, after I came to back from the hospital, everything seemed a lot brighter. I got more intuitive. I used it for my business sense. And then jump forward about 20-some years, my second near-death experience is a drowning accident. And again, that time I came through again. I ascended through the water. I was stuck in a tunnel, basically. I ascended through the rock, through the water, and into this beautiful bluish heavenly space. And again, there was no time or distance. And quantum physics is more and more getting into that, where we can compress or expand time. Time is becoming more of a variable for us, although it's constant, in this physical realm. But getting away from that. And from there, through a series of meditations that I was drawn into a few months after my accident, I was downloaded with unbelievable abilities to help, say, heal people. And by heal, I mean basically change your frequency. So I change your frequency and thus transforming your life at a much deeper, higher level than what a lot of people are out there doing. And this is the feedback that I'm getting. I'm not saying it myself. I'm kind of a new kid on the block, so I don't know what's out there. But a lot of people who have experienced other, fantastic healers, whoever, they say I'm very different. So I'm still trying to find my own space here. That's my story.
Yeah, that's it's wonderful and an opportunity that we all think, oh, I would love that, but then we have to die first for it.
Right.
So it's you know, it's a risky opportunity, but fortunately you were able to come back.
Well, you know, the thing is, there's about 800 near-death experiences every day just here in the U.S. alone. And so why don't we hear more individuals say like me?
Well, a lot of people are uncomfortable about sharing it.
True. And then some people actually, you know, I've been really tailored between, say, the first near-death experience or even before then and up to this near-death. So the information or knowledge that are out there, that is out there, I've brought it down into a physical sense that I can share or use. And, you know, more and more people are coming out with my type of gifts. It's like a new realm of spirituality that's coming through, a new wave, where we start coming into our own trueness, our own powers. And that's what I'm here for, really. Not to show you that I'm this great individual, but actually it's like, hey, you know, if he can do it, then I can do it too.
Right.
That's what we're here, and that's that transition coming.
Right, you're a role model.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly.
Yes. And so, you know, it's exciting. I'm so happy to know you because, as you know, I'm an intuitive and I'm a healer and
I'd
love to connect with others and share our knowledge and what we can and even what we can't do because we can't help everybody.
Right, right. And you know, talking about that, I work on a ton of healers, no matter what modality you are, whether, you know, healing energies or Reiki or even like Western medicine, you know, surgeons. I work on surgeons or other types of, you know, Western medicine type doctors just to help them get more intuitive on their patients.
Right.
I don't teach you another modality. I just enhance the modality that you're using now and coming into your own.
Right. And actually, really you and I connected recently, and there was some very powerful energies that I was experiencing from you that were really beautiful. And then I did some healing the next day for people that really was different. I was given different information about how to use my energy, and it was amazing to see the transformations that I was creating from this new, not only new energy that or enhanced energy, but it was also I was given different information about how to employ it. That was new. That was new, and it was
beautiful.
Yeah, it was amazing where that energy was working. For instance, in cerebral spinal fluid and, you know, particular glands and organs. And I was very excited about that. So I want to thank you.
Yeah, you are very welcome. And, you know, Peter, we only work for, what, like 15, 20 minutes, really? And most of the time we were just conversing.
Right.
You know, while I was working on you. And, guys, by the way, if you're listening to this, it'll feel like I'm working on you, whether it's live or recording. It will feel like I'm working on you, so if you're driving, just kind of be careful because you do get disoriented. Some people get disoriented. So,
yeah, it would be nice
if you need to.
It would be very nice for you to just put an imprint into the show here that when people are listening to it, they can feel graced.
Yes. Yes, exactly.
Yes.
So, kind of turning the tables around, Peter, just to ask you a question. You didn't have to do anything else or different, right, to feel those new frequencies, say, come into you, or the newness of your modality?
No, that just happened. But when I was working on others, I was given techniques that I hadn't seen before.
Yeah.
You know, using the intuition was coming to me. I was being channeled in different healing modalities that were more powerful. That was very exciting to see.
And then after that, did you feel a lot fresher after working on your clients? Or did you feel great?
I felt much more enriched.
Yeah.
It was an enrichment.
And that's the way it should be.
Yeah.
And that's working through pure source. Because, you know, working through pure source actually helps you or enhances your abilities.
Yes.
And it doesn't drain you. And that's one note to make note of. If you're a healer or if you're going to a healer or doctor or mechanic or whatever, guys, you know, ask them if they are of the pure source. And if they're not, or if you feel queasy about it, then I wouldn't go to them, no matter what they are or who they are. You know, your friends, whoever.
Trust our instincts.
Yes, exactly. Yes. And if they are the pure source, you'll see that you'll get energized by them working on you, and they should be energized.
Yes, that's great.
To take it a step further, you could ask your guides. I know a lot of people have spiritual guides. You know, ask your spiritual guides if they are the pure source. You know, we've done this in classroom settings where we, you know, guide you into a meditation and then connect with who's ever spiritual guide, angels, whoever, you know, you get guided by. And then, you know, I clear the room, and then only the ones that are of pure source hang out. And I see over three quarters of the rooms, like spirit guides, like disappear.
It's a shift. It's a good shift.
Yeah.
That's good. I'm glad you do that. Yeah. That's wonderful. So, it makes the space much more sacred.
Yes, exactly. And it helps you ascend higher. But you can only ascend as high as those, your spirit guide, right? Or to that level. So,
We're in communication where we're actually capable of being in communication.
Yes, exactly.
Right. And now I want to talk about the subject matter that one of the reasons you're coming to New York, because you're doing a number of different things. People should also go to your website, which is Maas Sajady, MaasSajady.com, and then they'll see your schedule for what you're doing and where and
yes,
and that's good. So I wanted to talk about this one daytime workshop, because I like the value of the information, and we want to talk about it today, is the seven deadly sins. Now, why should we be interested in them? Why don't we just say, I don't believe in that stuff anymore. That, you know, it's too much, it's too negative. Let's just, you know, let's ignore it and let's move on. Why shouldn't we do that?
You know, that is such a fantastic question, because, and you know, we've gotten some feedback, especially on if you see some of the, like maybe the poster on the you know, on my website, or maybe around New York if you're from New York. You know, it's kind of a sexual bent, not that much, not that so, but you know, people go, oh, you know, I'm so spiritual, and then they get shied away from it, or it doesn't feel spiritual or anything like that. But in reality, guys, if you are, say, you know, you look at that poster and go, God, this doesn't feel like a spiritual guy, or look like this, you know, it's going to be a spiritual, event, and you shy away from it, it might be the fact that there are underlying or undercurrents in your own physical presence or in your own, you know, spirit that is keeping you away from that.
Stuckness is
that, disgusted from it.
Stuckness is they don't want to leave, and they'll say, let's keep this person away from any truths that can threaten us.
Mm-hmm. And then a lot of times there's people that go, you know, I used to be really religious, you know, about, you know, sex and sin and this and that, but, you know, but I moved away from it. But when I tap into that or I work on them, it's like it's right there. I can just see it so clearly, just plain as day, as if it was right in front of me. And they go, oh, you know what, I've worked on that and I've gotten rid of that. I go, no, you haven't, because I can see it, you know, plain as day. You know, it's somewhere in there. And this is something that I do very different, guys, is that I don't, say, create a workaround, and that's what most healers do, or even yourself, you know, through some of the other seminars that you might be going to, or motivational books, or anything that you've gone, or even religion. You know, we create like a workaround, and then what we do is we compress whatever's there that's bothering us, that's not, you know, that's not really true to us. We compress it so tight, and then we bury it somewhere. And that still creates a frequency within us that still controls us at a deep level.
So that's really what we're working on. We can be in denial of all the seven deadly sins and say, I'm better than that, and yet we trip over ourselves a lot.
Exactly. Exactly. So if you have qualms about, say, what that poster looks like or whatever, then you actually should attend, because there's a lot, you know, there's a lot of going. There's a lot of things that are there in you that keep you. It should actually be just like neutral, or you should be in that control.
And I think, I think one of the reasons you're saying that is because this is something that people will have to confront in themselves. And they and so this is an opportunity to relieve themselves of the frequencies of these. This is something that a healer does, is to change the frequency. So what you're looking at is not a way to work around something and compress it and compartmentalize it, but
right.
you're looking at transmuting it.
Yes, they're actually deleting. And can we go into this just a little bit?
Sure.
What I do, or how what happens. Basically, again, a lot of times, you know, those frequencies, say you've been, say, abused as a child, okay, and this is just an example that might resonate with some individuals, and then I work on you, whether through meditation, you know, group meditation or personal meditation via, you know, one-on-one in person or over the phone, I work on you, and, you know, I go back in time, I go, oh, you know, something happened to you at like 9 through 12 years old, okay? And then that comes up. And what I do is I delete that time frame for you, where other people kind of like work through, you know, like say a psychologist or a psychiatrist, they'll work through the pain or whatever. You know, it might take years and years. I just go in and delete that time frame just because that's one of my abilities that I've been given. And what that means is, to the extreme, what happens is when I delete that time frame, some people who are, you know, again, these are the extremes, is like they actually forget that time frame of 9 to 12. When they go back, they can't access that.
That's
there
great.
There's no memory of it.
And the reason you can say that is that you've had enough experience with people where the feedback from them has been successful.
Yes. Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, this isn't. These are all feedback, because I'm a computer programmer by trade, guys, so I always need feedback to prove what I'm doing is good. In fact, in the beginning when I was doing, you know, the healing, getting into it, I never believed any of this stuff until I was getting all these, you know, fantastic testimonies from people going, wow, I did this, I helped do this, I helped transform, you know, it's like, wow. So, and we still get a ton of testimonials. But what happens is, when you delete that time frame, even if you're 60 or 70, and I'm giving you actually a true life example of this woman, I deleted that time frame where she was abused, and she's lived through those spectacles, you know, or that vision her whole life. She's like, she's about 65, 70. She sent us an email going, God, you know, I feel like I'm a young girl reliving that experience again. And the first time I heard it, I go, you know, that's really beautiful. But then I kept hearing dozens and dozens of stories like that. I'm going, wow, you know, how does that happen? And in one of my own meditations, what happened is that just like a time script, just like a script in a movie, we don't like that scene, so we delete it. And then when we delete it, that space has to be filled in. So you start recreating another scene, and you relive that time, no matter what age you're in, to fulfill that. And you start living, and it changes all the other subsequent scenes for you. And that's where you start coming into your own trueness. Basically, the way Jesus actually helped heal, the deleted it, or that forgiveness that Jesus talks about. And I'm not religious in any way, but, again, a fantastic person to learn from.
Right, and some people call it soul retrieval, and they say that parts of our soul were stuck back in that torment and are held back there, and so we're not whole until we can release that part of ourselves to and retrieve that into our wholeness.
Yes, and I see soul retrieval just a tiny bit different
than
some people do, but similar.
Right, it's really what we're recovering in our wholeness. And getting rid of these parts that have been altered and aren't in harmony with our progress.
True, very true.
Yeah. And so, it's wonderful to look at life through these concepts of, for instance, the seven deadly sins, because each of those has ways of tripping us in life. And we don't realize how subtle they can be. And go ahead.
That is so true, you know, because, again, we think we've walked away from them. In today's society, even the religious, although people on your show might not be, say, so religious, you know, there's always an undercurrent that happens for us as a society as a whole that is still there underlying. What I talk about the seven deadly sins, is really very different than what you've probably ever heard of. In fact, I did a teleseminar, and the way I work is, you know, the prompter asks me the question, you know, the person asks me the question, and then I connect. So I don't know the questions beforehand or anything like that. And that way you get the trueness. And it was amazing, the concept that was coming out on, you know, sexuality or sin or anything like that. Very, very different, very, very uplifting, and very, very true. It resonated with a ton of people. I thought people would be offended on some of the stuff I was saying, but it rang so true to them that even that was a healing experience.
So what you're transmuting is the old way of holding these. We can't be greedy, you know, but you can want things.
We
can't have lust, but you can be sexy. How do you have both? And the idea is to translate it into a way that you can feel enhanced by these energies rather than guilt from them.
Exactly, because when you, like, just like you're saying, you know, when you start pushing things away because you think it's not going to connect you with God, or I call it pure source, or, you know, it's going to keep you away from learning more about yourself, or, you know, that spiritual side, because that's really actually starting to become an anchor for you, and that heaviness holds you down.
Right, it's the old way of looking, that's why it's called seven deadly sins, and
yes.
And rather than seven opportunities to know ourselves better and to understand life better and to become wiser.
Yes. Yes, that is so true. And how to use those, like you said, to create power within you so those blocks can actually start to become stepping stones for you.
Yeah, and so what we do trip over is our negative imprinting of them rather than using them and translating them into a very powerful opportunity to move forth, holding, for instance, sloth. You know, sloth might be really good to call it patience.
Yes.
And so we might, you know, allow ourselves to slow down occasionally and take life easier. And other people might say, well, you know, you're supposed to really work yourself, you know, to the bone.
Yeah, I know. And then you don't get anywhere. You know, why is that? You know, and that's why we go into, you know, the deeper meanings or the deeper frequencies of why those seven is a little bit more, but why the, you know, the main seven have turned into, say, the deadly sins, getting into the base structures of how they formed, because actually they were supposed to be one of the best ways to connect, but now they're used as a negative, you know.
Well, because they do have to be translated. We do have to understand the old imprinting so that we can shine light on it and light on ourselves and be empowered rather than be limited.
Right. I like your word empowered because I think a lot of times, you know, the seven deadly sins have turned into a deadly sin just because, you know, those people say in control. Whether it was the priests or, you know, anybody in religion or of power, you know, started creating those as saying they're deadly sins or some type of sin, just because they knew if they connected or if you allowed that purity of those connections, you wouldn't need them anymore. So they would have a loss of power. So that's why, again, it's become deadly rather than something that actually helps you.
Well, society was very deadly in the past because of religion and the way they were imposing fear that, you know, that people became very tribal instead of collective and started attacking each other.
It's still that way in society. You know, when you open, this, you asked about have we actually ascended higher or have we improved from, say, ancient times? I mean, have we really in society? I don't think we have. We kind of see the same thing going over and over again. I mean, look at the wars. I mean, they used to fight back in, you know, the Roman times, right? We're still in war. A lot of things, the competition, and nothing wrong with competition or bad competition. I mean, good competition, but there's tons of competition where we have to, like, be on top of another or control.
Yeah, we're still very tribal. And
oh, exactly.
And we are, but then again, we're having this conversation, and we have a lot of people listening to it, appreciate it, so we are moving forward.
Oh, this is the new transition that's happening for us.
Yes.
You know, we are becoming aware of our abilities, our own oneness, and that's how we become together, actually. And as we, say, transition into these higher realms, some of the tribalness, some of the control features, some of the darkness that exists in this realm just cannot exist in the higher realms that we're, say, forced to get into
right.
or go into.
Right, we're moving into a better time. And it just
exactly.
doesn't look like it on the outside, but on the inside, many of us know that we're shifting.
Yes, there's a lot of cleanup to do.
Yeah. Well, you're very important in this process. We only have a few more minutes to go, and I'm so happy, you know, to be communing with you because I really appreciate how you are and what mm-hmm. you're doing. And so you'll be in New York next
Tuesday,
week. Tuesday, the 20-something of June. And so,
yes, and it's all on the website.
Yeah.
Guys, masajati.com. Just a synopsis. Tuesday, there's a free event, actually. And again, the information, the location is on the website. Tuesday, there's a free event, and Thursday, I believe, is a free event, or something menial like $10 or $20. And I actually do hands-on healing, and it's very different than any type of healing that you've probably done before. And this is, again, coming back from other participants that have been, have seen me in,
right.
in person or even, you know, over the phone or Skype.
Right, but then on Friday night and then on the weekend, you're going to be doing more elaborate work, and people can get
yes.
deeper with you. So
yes,
but we're running out of time, so people need to go to masajati.com, M-A-S,
yes.
and S-A-J-A-D-Y.com.
Yes.
And they can know all about it and hopefully get to meet you in New York. Those who are listening from New York, there are a lot of people listening from far places, and it's good for them to know about you too, and they can learn about you on your website. And you're
right.
You're
you
from,
can connect. I'm from Minneapolis, but you can yeah. connect online on any of the seminars as well, guys.
Oh, great!
So you don't have to be in New York, but if you are, I mean, please visit us. It's really exciting. It's a really cool energy to be in the room.
I'm sure. I'm looking
yeah.
forward to it. I'll be seeing you next week. Yeah, we're coming. Yes, so that's
beautiful.
Yeah,
beautiful.
I'm very happy about that. So
fantastic,
Mas. Thank you so much for being a guest on Energy Stew. It's so great talking with you,
Peter. Thank you so much for having me. Thank
sure.
you. Take care, guys.
And I'll see you soon.
Bye.
And yeah. And thank you. And this is Peter Roth, your host of Energy Stew at PRN.FM. I can be reached at peter@heartriver, HEART river.org, or 212-222-7748. Lots of stuff going on. I'd love to hear from you. And thank you so much for listening.